Your sponsors on the game, MDP Diesel and Auto, and Northwest Community Schools, additionally Lambert's Heating and Air Conditioning, HealthQuest, Nervin Disc Center, and Superior Industrial Sales and Service, the Nightlight. We're loaded down with sponsors because they love high-quality high school basketball on the radio, and this is as quality as it gets to area rivals in the Interstate 8 Conference locking up tonight.
Yeah, and you know what? Thanks to all our sponsors, too. You know, you're the ones that make these broadcasts possible and promoting high school athletics. You appreciate that. Now, hopefully, you know, people actually hear their names and go frequent their businesses.
No doubt about it. Well, these are two teams where when they play together, you got to kind of throw the records out the window a little bit and just know that they're going to come out and give it their best. This is a Northwest team who, when we saw them last, Brian, we were here as they beat Leslie, got to 500 on the year, and felt like they were trending in the right direction. Since then, though, they've lost two straight, including one to another rival in their conference, Western, 67-50, and then a 54-45 loss to Battle Creek Harper Creek. So they're trending the wrong direction again, but a winnable game tonight against Lumen Christi, so they'll expect to come out and, you know, protect their home court. Of course, they had the win over Lumen back on January 11th, 57-37, so 20-point win, you got to have a little bit of confidence.
Yeah, and that 20-point win, in all honesty, it wasn't even that close.
Yeah.
You know, it was a definite domination from the opening quarter. I believe Northwest was up 19-2 to start the second quarter. And you know what? That though, if you're Northwest Coach Moffitt, that, even though that's comforting, it also makes you a little bit nervous, because I promise you the Lumen kids are competitors. We saw them
right
on the football field, and it's a lot of the same guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get to that level that they are without the competitiveness. And I promise you they remember that, and they don't want to be embarrassed. So they're going to be coming after Northwest today.
And one of the big jobs of a coach is always motivation, and it's hard to, you know, it's got to be difficult, and you got to work at it to motivate these kids to get hyped up to play their best for a team against a team that they beat by 20 points the last time they saw them. So that's going to be a challenge too. The good thing is there's a rivalry and there's a desire to have the victory over them, so that at least gives a little built-in motivation for all the players.
Yeah, and you know, when the ball tips up, you got to hope that the competitive juices in everybody's play. You don't come and just want to mail in a game,
right?
Especially these seniors for Northwest. Time is ticking. They're down
right
to their last few games, and their last time they're ever going to play a Lumen Christi team.
Yeah, Lumen Christi, as we mentioned, struggling on the year, 1-9 in the Interstate 8, 2-14 overall. Their two wins were at Grass Lake, 51-32, and then at Hastings, a 49-48 win. Hastings did defend that one, came back and beat Lumen in their gym. So, they've been struggling. They've lost nine straight, but you come out against a team in your conference, a little bit of a rivalry, and you think maybe you got a chance to go out and get the upset and get a win.
Yeah, and you know what? It's like playing with house money, too. It's not like you're out here playing for a conference title. Just, in fact, the Christi team's right in front of us, and everybody's smart, seems to be having a good time. They look loose, and why not? You have nothing to lose. Just go out and play.
Yeah, and you know, they've got a couple players on the team who I think are going to be important to their success. The one I see right away is Colin O'Neill. And we know he wasn't really he was injured a lot during the football season, so he was kind of on the sidelines there. But a nice player, got that lefty shot, which we both always seem to admire. And he's the coach's son from the JV, so, you know, he's got that coaching pedigree. And you know, he's a nice player for Lumen, and he might have to at times take control of the game and really guide things, but he is that kind of a player, and he has been since we were watching him on the JV.
Yeah, and you know, Colin O'Neill will be their point guard, and he'll be matched up with Duncan Moffitt, the sophomore. So here you have O'Neill, that's a strong senior, and Moffitt's still growing into that sophomore body, so we'll see if O'Neill looks to kind of body him around. And you know, Lumen, if you're Lumen, why not try to rough up this game a little bit?
Yeah, and you know, when we see Northwest, and you mentioned Moffitt, they've got a couple guys who can light it up shooting from the outside, but really the game's going to come down to how well Ian Weller plays frequently for Northwest. Good rebounder, scorer, he does a lot of stuff, and he's important on stopping that dribble penetration and being that defensive stopper back there to send shots away, or at least change shots, or if nothing else, make you think twice about even driving down there.
Yeah, you know, it was this game back in December that we were at. You were absent with a little illness, I believe. But Weller really showed his defensive versatility because you're right, he does block shots. But in that game, I want to say he took about four charges.
Yeah.
And so he's versatile defensively and offensively. You don't get that often from a big.
Yeah, and you know, as an offensive player driving to the basket, if you've got a shot blocker down there, you can count on him trying to block your shot, and you can adjust that way. But if he might just sit tight and take the charge, that puts you at a disadvantage, not sure what to expect, and you get down there.
Yeah, we love us some Ian Weller. And he's here in front of us getting a drink. I don't know if he can hear us.
Apparently not, or he's pretending. But, yeah, well, he'll hear us say right now. We're going to take a three-minute break here on the pregame for Recruit Specialized Staffing, our scouting report. And, of course, a big thank you to Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. Back in 3 minutes with the pregame and the starting lineups on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here. The captain and the professor ready for some high school hoops. It's the Northwest Mounties hosting the Lumen Christi Titans tonight. And our game brought to you by Northwest Community Schools. And we can hear that. The fight song in our background here with the pep band. And every time we get something, pep band, cheerleaders, whatever, I'm always glad. The student section out tonight for the Mounties, at least. And you made the observation it's jersey night tonight.
It is. I see some pretty cool ones. I see a Warren Moon and Nolan Ryan. A lot of retro jerseys over there.
Yeah. Those are always cooler anyway to go old school to me.
Me too.
Meanwhile, on the court, brand new uniforms for Lumen Christi, so we had to update our roster just to make sure we matched them, and we'll get into that a little later on. But for now, let's go ahead and look at the Lumen Christi starters.
All right, well, starting for Lumen Christi is going to be senior Cooper Keene, senior Cole Simpson, junior Joe Lathers, senior Colin O'Neill, and sophomore Aiden Pastoriza.
Yeah, and we know Cole Simpson's your guy. Been a fan of him since football season, and we'll see what he can get done here against the Mounties tonight.
Yeah, I've loved him for the last two or three years of doing football games, so let's get this out of the way, Steve. Do not say anything bad about Cole Simpson,
no negative
or you
coverage.
And I might be fighting. And I don't care if he has three or four turnovers in a row. You just politely just blame somebody else.
All right, we'll see.
Okay.
Admitting our bias is important. Early in the game, so everyone kind of knows what they're tuning in for. How about for Northwest? Who's starting for them?
For Northwest, we have senior Dylan Lutz, sophomore Duncan Moffitt, senior Ethan Ansbaugh, junior Briston Armstrong, and senior the man in the middle, Ian Weller.
6'7", Ian Weller's listed, but Lumen looked like they had a little bit of height, at least one guy to try and match up. So we'll see. I'll be looking forward to seeing the big man match up. Down in the middle, Pastoriza down there. So, yeah, we're going to see him lock up. I think that could be interesting. And, yeah. Again, we talked about, I think, our expectations. I think with Northwest, Weller, but, you know, we saw in their game against Leslie that was still kind of in the balance, and Moffitt got hot late in that one and kind of changed the tone where he hit a couple threes and made some big plays on the fast break. So he's a guy you got to watch, and we know that Lutz can – get hot from 3-point and fill it up. So they've got a lot going for them offensively. And I think another guy, I think it was Colton Gowdy, who was kind of our honorable mention player off the bench, that kind of sixth man, seventh man who came in and really took control of the offense. Didn't really land in the scoring column, but probably had three or four assists that really put Northwest in a comfortable spot against Leslie to win that game.
Yeah, and Gowdy just changed the pace of play for them. He just got into the lane and found his teammates, and that directly correlated with Moffitt getting hot.
Yeah, and we could really see that value in that the big Vandercook Lake Napoleon game, where if you can get a guy isolated and he knows he can break down his man and not necessarily have to score it, but find an open teammate. You know, that's vital. So you like to have a player like that, especially one that can come off the bench and you don't have a drop-off with your sixth or seventh man coming in. And I think Northwest has a lot of advantages in this game against Lumen Christi, and obviously the advantage of knowing we beat them by 20 last month will come out. But certainly Northwest is going to be the favorite at home. I'm looking forward to seeing maybe what Lumen Christi has done to prepare and maybe come in here and get the upset.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of high school games, and we see that sometimes where there's a team that won by 20 and then they play them later in the year.
Yep.
And it's a reversal and the other team walks out with a win. So,
you know, we had a little bit more on Northwest. Was it Ethan Anspaugh? We got a little, he was struggling with a little flu bug the game today. So we'll see how many minutes he's going to play. And you know what can really be the equalizer? Foul trouble. If a couple of the bigs for Northwest get into some foul trouble, that's going to change the way they have to play and make them look different. And certainly Lumen Christi would love to see Weller or Armstrong get a couple fouls early.
Yeah, Weller gets a couple early and Ethan isn't feeling well. That team changes quite a bit because Armstrong, although a big guy, still pretty inexperienced when it comes to basketball. And, you know, just a mental change. You take a couple guys out of the game for you. What it can do for the other team's confidence as well as your lack of confidence. So, yeah, you're right, Steve. This game's got to be played. It can't be done on paper, right?
Right.
That's what they say.
Looking forward to the tip-off. Let's take 2 minutes here on the pregame when we come back. We'll get things started. Northwest hosting Lumen Christi tonight on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Starting lineups being introduced on the floor, Northwest and Lumen Christi set to tie it up here in high school basketball as our coverage is winding down for the season. Only a few more games on the schedule, Brian, and then we'll really ramp it up and get into the postseason. We like to cover the districts, and we probably have two broadcasts going on every night of the districts, and I'm looking forward to maybe following even some girls basketball this year. So it's going to be an exciting March here on WKHM with high school hoops.
I just hope I can still be here and be your partner, Steve, because I don't know if I'll be able to see the brightness of Dylan Lutz's shoes. Might burn my retinas to where I might be out of commission. Those are some bright green neon right there.
Yeah, but likewise over here in William Dawkins, the soft peach-colored shoes or orange peach kind of thing. So easy on the eyes and actually pleasant to view. You know, we used to always aim to try to have the same color shoes on our team, and now it's just an array of different shades that don't even match the uniform often, which is, I don't know, goes against my sensibilities, but I'm no fashionista.
Yeah. You get along good with Coach Gaddy from Michigan Center. He will not allow those different colors.
Oh, really?
So, yep.
Yeah, well, I already do get along with him, so even better. Weller does grab the tip, but it goes right to Colin O'Neill, and he'll take it up the floor for the Lumen Christi Titans and get us started here. Titans coming right toward us here in the corner of the gym. Colin O'Neill works to the left wing, coming around on the dribble drive and into the middle, passing out of there, and it ends up in O'Neill's hands on the opposite side of the floor. That was Joel Lathers on the drive. He's got it back at the top. No, O'Neill's going to shoo him away and reset the offense here. O'Neill on the drive, passes out to Lathers, and there's a turnover, kind of unforced. And out of bounds, Lumen loses the first possession. It'll be
not the start you're looking for when you're trying to pull off an upset.
And so Moffitt will bring it up the floor for the Mounties. High post here for Weller. Really, really high outside the three-point arc. He hands off to Moffitt, coming around to the elbow right wing for Lutz. Three-pointer missed. Offensive rebound. Weller goes back to the basket, works into the middle. Shots up, missed, tapped, and rebounded there by Aiden Pastoriza. Gets it out and running up the right side of the floor is Cooper Keene. And now back to Keene, who shoots a three, misses everything. Rebounded by Lutz. Looking to get it to Moffitt. We're a minute into this one and scoreless. Weller out by the top of the key. Armstrong out there too, opposite side on the right. Looking to go to Moffitt on the wing now. Armstrong puts it down to Lutz on the right wing. Dribble drive and extra step on the takeoff. That little Scooby-Doo step that gets the travel. And we were talking, what were we talking about the other day where we hadn't seen that call be made? And normally we get a handful of those every game.
Yeah, and I know this refereeing crew from many years of coaching, and they will call that one.
Coming up the floor here, Colin O'Neill gets a screen, steps back for a triple at the top. Offside rim, rebound tapped and pulled down by Pastorisa. He's triple teamed to the paint, gets it out of there. And there's a drive from Lathers trying to drop it down to Pastorisa. Too many hands knocked away, and Ethan Anspaugh comes up with a loose ball. 6:15 to play in the first. We're scoreless, still Moffitt over the middle of the court. Colin O'Neill defending him there.
Steve, we see that a lot where people just try to throw it into traffic, and it baffles me sometimes.
Yeah. Weller works his way all the way down to the block. And a nice little move at point-blank range. Gets it out the window, and it's 2-0 Mounties.
And that's just something I just don't know Lumen has an answer for. They're going to have to double him. We talked about that last time these two teams played.
Yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't shoot somebody in there to just, if nothing else, try to get a knock away when he's got his back to the basket. Make him pick it up and pass it out. But you can't let him get that low on the block. And even as Pastorisa is a good size matchup for him, he didn't offer much in the way of shutdown there. There's a quick three here by Lumen from the right wing, and that's going to count. Put him in the lead, 3-2. Cooper Keene knocks that one down.
Cooper has great hands on the football field and apparently a good three-point stroke.
Yeah, although he did have the air ball. So.
Yeah, well, one for two.
Lutz on the wing here now. Top of the key for Armstrong as the Mounties work the ball around the perimeter. Right wing for Anspaugh. Throws it into Weller on the block. Pastorisa, then the defense. Weller cross court, tapped but recovered by Lutz. Now back out to Weller at the top of the key, working against Pastorisa. Goes right by him off the window, leaves it short. Armstrong offensive rebound, clears out to Weller. He'll take that just a step inside the three-point arc. Long rebound chased down by Anspaugh. And we get turnover for the Mounties.
They get Anspaugh out of bounds, or they say he gave a little hop on a travel? I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I couldn't.
It's over in that far corner from us.
Kind of out of our view, because it looked like the defender had kind of pushed him a little bit. And nevertheless, 3-2 Mountie lead, or excuse me, Titan lead is 3-2 with 4:38 to play as Lathers brings it up the floor. Steps back for a triple. Short. Rebound grabbed by Gowdy, who's in the game now for Northwest, and we're going to reach in foul against Cooper Keene. Gowdy paying off right away, getting back into the game here.
You know, Steve, I will say when you're Lumen Christie and you're a little more, you know, physical team, I kind of like this pace for them.
Yeah.
They're slowing things down, maybe taking a little bit too quick of threes, but other than that, I kind of like their plan right now.
Yeah, I said it on with Mark Daly today on Talkback Jackson Sports on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. A lower scoring game is what Lumen needs to, you know, the higher the point total gets, the less likely that it is that Lumen is leading that one. Nice feed down to Pastorisa, showing a nice little move with the left-hand jump hook off the glass. And it's 5-2 Titans, 4:03 to play here in the first quarter. And Gowdy gets it into the corner for Ethan Anspaugh. Anspaugh moving to the middle of the floor, now looking for Weller down in the paint. Weller makes a move to the middle. Nice feed through some traffic to Armstrong, and he's got good touchdown there when he gets it. Elevates off the glass, and it's 5-4. Titans' lead is 1. The difference maker, that triple from Cooper Keene. Colin O'Neill with the ball right near the mid-circle. Works it to the right wing for Cooper Keene. Turns to face, gets a screen, doesn't use it. And that's Cole Simpson setting the screen. High post for it. Pastorisa passes out of that elbow area. Lathers now into Colin O'Neill on the left corner. Dribbles into the elbow, now passes out. Keene will fire from the top, off the heel. Long rebound grabbed by Gowdy, and the Mountie is on the attack. Gowdy pushing it up the floor, has to pull it out though. No numbers, good recovery there by the Titans to get back. Weller from that elbow area. Gowdy on the back cut, gets it down low, passes out, and there's Anspaugh open for three. And he missed it. But I think we might get a foul on the box out. Sent Anspaugh into that Titan bench, and he's going to shoot free throws here.
Yep, Anspaugh going to get three. Was that on Simpson?
Cole Simpson indeed.
Oh, that must have been, a bad call.
Flop. 2:58 to play first quarter. Anspaugh's first free throw is good, and we're tied at 5.
Yeah, Anspaugh, you mentioned him in pregame, and we really like his just overall game. He just does a little bit of everything. He'll rebound, pass, play D, shoot the occasional three.
missed that second free throw. Yeah, he's a calm presence on the court, too. He's a coach's kid, so he kind of knows what's going on, and he doesn't seem to force anything. That's kind of lets the game come to him. He hits that free throw, gives Northwest the lead, and a substitution brings J.R. Morrow into the game, and Anspaugh will go to the bench. 2:58 to play, 6-5, Mounties lead here at Northwest High School. Also subbing into the game for the Mounties, or excuse me, for the Titans is Luke Smith. It's another big body for the Titans.
Yeah, Luke, what's he looks 6'4", perhaps.
Yeah, he's right up there. Colin O'Neill brings it up left wing for Lathers. Lathers hands off into the paint for Smith right off the bench, and he goes right to the rack with another lefty finish and a 7-6 Titan lead.
Titans working on that left-handed drive.
Yeah.
Two of them now.
Also in the game for the Titans, we got another guy in. Missed shot by the Mounties. And the Titans on the run out. Pass it up to Colin O'Neill. Into the elbow. Gets a baseline drive for Luke Smith. Drops it off for pass to Risa. Missed the bunny there. Good open look. Weller gets the rebound out to Gowdy for the Mounties. Gowdy behind the back dribble into the painted area. Gets it back out to Weller from the wing. He drives. Spin move. Off the glass. Missed. Armstrong offensive rebound. Mounties get another possession. Gowdy outside the arc.
You know, Armstrong does a great job of that when Weller drives. He's there to pick up the slack.
Gowdy's drive, he lost it. Loose ball ends up in Armstrong's hands, and his move to the basket doesn't score but does get fouled. So Armstrong will go to the line. But yeah, you're right. It seems when Weller does one of those moves or shoots from the baseline or something, gets his big defender out of the lane, and Armstrong swooping in for offensive rebounds. 1:51 to play here in the first, and 7-6 Titans.
And that foul was kind of on our mystery man. We talked about new uniforms and the program not being right. We do not have a number 4 listed, so yep. We'll find out who that is right away and get that information to you.
And Armstrong hits the first free throw, 7-7, second attempt. Offside rim. Titans rebound it, run it out. O'Neill up the right sideline into the corner for number 4, and then a cutter down the lane is Joel Lathers. Luke Smith clears it out to our number 4, and that goes up high. Rebound attempt knocked away from Morrow, and it'll be bounty ball. 7-7 tie here with a minute 38 to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, Morrow and Trevor Herrera, and now Moffitt and Weller head of the bench. Don't know if that'll be for the remainder of the quarter or just a quick break.
90 seconds in the first, and Gowdy to the left side. Saved by the official, lost the pass, but the official right there to keep it in bounds. Gowdy now on the right wing, stepping back, pulling a three. Missed, rebound up, battled. Armstrong got it, but we got a whistle ahead of time. And we're going to get a foul on Herrera on the loose ball. 7-7 tie, minute 16, and now the Titans get the ball back.
Steve, we've already seen two step-back threes, and that's one of those things that, you know, James Harden and Steph make popular, and I just don't think there's a lot of high school players equipped to be shooting high percentages with that.
Right. Left wing here for Lathers on the Titan offense. Guarded by Morrow, crosses him over into the corner. Pump fake from there and a drive into the paint for Simpson. Drops it down to Lathers. He goes up strong. Another left-handed finish off the glass. Titans staying up with their left hands here. And the near steal at midcourt. Titans with a 9-7 lead. And Northwest Morrow gets it into the front court. Now Gowdy out near midcourt with 35 seconds. And it would appear Northwest wants to hold for one. Herrera coming off the screen for Gowdy. Gowdy into the elbow, looking down to Armstrong, threading the needle down there. Armstrong double-teamed, and the traveling violation is the right one. And there was a little bit of contact later in the play, but his pivot foot changed a couple times, I think, and it's a turnover for the Mounties with 22.5, 9-7 lead for the Titans.
We talked about the Titans just being a little physically more strong than Northwest, and right now we're seeing that both on both ends of the floor. Inside Titans taking it up strong on defense. They're kind of bodying them up, and they've caused a couple turnovers.
17 seconds on the play clock here. Nick Wilson brings it up the floor. There's a drive for Lathers. Passes out to mystery number four for a three-point attempt. Missed. Rebound is knocked to Armstrong on the run. Gets it away before the buzzer, and it looked good for a moment, but hits high glass. And after our first 8 minutes of play, 9-7 is the score. We're back in 60 seconds with the Titans leading on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Mountaineers with the ball to start the second quarter here, 9-7. They trail by two. Morrow mishandled pass. Picked up by Luke Smith, running the breakaway, and missed the layup. You could tell he was not comfortable handling the ball in the open court. Made it tough to finish at the rim, but a nice steal anyway.
Both Morrow and Smith kind of look like baby deer or something. Both look a little awkward in their movements there.
Moffitt on the drive for the Mounties into the corner for Lutz, looking for Weller on the block. Lost the pass, and there's another steal. This time it's Nick Wilson taking it. And they get it out to Burgess, and who gets it back to Wilson to set up the play here for the Titans, leading by two in the second quarter. Burgess coming around some screens on the wing. Makes a move to the basket. Now drops off pass to Risa from the elbow. His shot's short. Loose ball chased out by Wilson into the lane. Drops it off. Lovely pass for Smith. Missed. Another layup. This time another rebound. Long rebound picked up by Cole Simpson. Makes a move to the basket. Looking to pass it off. It ends up in Pastorisa's hands on a knockaway. Put it up on the rim, and it does fall through. So 11-7 is the lead now for the Titans with 6:46 to play in the half.
I think that was the definition of stick-to-itiveness for the Titans.
That was by no means a pretty possession, but they got the job done with a bucket. They tried to lob it down to Weller, and they're fronting him down there, and the pass was perfectly timed. Easy layup for Ian Weller, and it's 11-9.
Yep, there's Ansbaugh with that pretty pass.
And we go to the left wing for Cole Simpson. Offensive foul against Cole. It's bad calls for Simpson all night.
Well, you know what? They got that on Luke Smith, actually, with the illegal screen. And, man, Luke's a big fella. And he looks like kind of a football player out there playing some hoops right now.
Right. And he looks like a guy who physically could set a screen on a smaller guy and make it look like it was an illegal screen.
Yeah.
But that was the call. 6:19 to play in the first half, 11-9. Northwest can tie it or go ahead here on this possession. Moffitt works it over midcourt, goes to the right side, looking for a screen from Weller, goes to the middle. Weller rolling to the basket. Moffitt's going to take it all the way in and really double-clutched it going up against that height of Pastorisa down there. Northwest holds on to it, and it looked like it was thrown away, but I think we might get last touch on the Titans there. So, yeah, Moffitt got in deep and had to really fling something up. I think he really wanted to find Weller down there, but the defense was, I think they thought so as well. As Ansbaugh out of the inbounds takes the triple, and that's long, rebounded by the Titans. Lathers running the break, passing out, and Cooper Keene pump fakes the triple, and on the move, takes a step.
We've seen that call now both ways. So, again, this officiating crew definitely looks for that. You got to put it on the deck.
Yeah, a little extra step traveling violation on the takeoff. It's one of the most commonly seen calls for us in any high school game outside of, you know, your typical kind of foul calls. But 5:42 to play here in the second quarter, and 11-9 still the Titan lead. Triple for Moffitt. Rattles down and out. Cooper Keene sweeps through and gets the rebound away from the Mounties, and the Titans on offense. Colin O'Neill will slow it down, and I think Lumen Christie almost needs to deliberately keep that pace low.
Yeah, I think if they can take 30 seconds off the clock, each possession would be right.
Lathers on a drive, a little double clutch, tough angle, almost got it to go, but it's rebounded by the Mounties. Morrow running the break, passes out, Lutz for three. Long, missed everything, and the rebound couldn't be corralled. Ansbaugh had it, but the Titans get it away. Colin O'Neill now running the break, gets down deep, passes out. Keene's got it into the corner for O'Neill. Chased down there by Lutz. Now going down to the block for Pastorisa. Working against the taller Weller. That was just a battle of height. And Weller got up, partially blocked that. Titans come through with a rebound. That's knocked away. And so it'll be an inbound from the baseline for Lumen. But nice to see those two guys and not shy away. Just kind of went up. They both went up and met at the peak. And I also like that no foul call on that.
I agree.
Lathers takes it outside of the arc. Into the corner for Colin O'Neill. He fires a triple, and that's good. Big shot there for the Titans. Push their lead out to 5 with 4:41 to play first half. 14-9.
This game might come down to who can shoot. Right now, Northwest 0 for 5 from 3. Lumen 2 for 6.
Moffitt coming around a screen. He'll step back and fire for 3. No good. Up high. Two bounces and couldn't go down. Rebounded by Lathers. And he goes to his backside. Travel call. Lathers would say he was pushed down a little bit, but
Coach Aldrich would say that. I know that.
Inbound coming to the baseline for Anspaw. Goes in deep to Weller, but works his way down low again. Little jump hook down at point blank, and he gets that one to go. 14-11, cuts it to 3. 4:15 to play in the first half. Cole Simpson pull up and get it to go. Nice little 10-footer there for Cole Simpson on the pull up, creating some space. 16-11, his Titans lead here on the road against Northwest with 4 minutes to play in the first half. Moffitt coming off a screen into the air in the lane. And pass Teresa got a hand on it, but it looks like he got a hand on some wrists too. And Moffitt's going to shoot free throws.
Kind of a lucky call by Moffitt. I think he kind of went in there a little bit out of control again. When you're counting on the bailout, that's the dangerous.
Right. Yeah, and you know, there are players who do that where they drive and expect to get fouled. And when the call doesn't come, it ends up as a turnover. In this case, he did get it. And I think it was really a foul. I think Pastorisa missed out on the block shot, got him on the wrist. Moffitt missed the first free throw, though, so maybe Pastorisa's down there whispering to himself, ball don't lie. Moffitt gets the second one to go. 16-12, it's a four-point Titan lead. Colin O'Neill with the ball. Lathers from the top, gets into the lane. Contact with Weller, who tried to step him, take the charge. No call, just out of bounds. It'll be Titan ball.
Yeah, I got the sense the official really didn't see that one and just kind of confidently called it Titan ball and thought people can deal with it.
Yep. Got a little lawyering from the Mountie roster here, but Colin O'Neill taking the time and a five-second call. Failure to pass it in. And I mean, you want to say nobody got open, but if you're the inbound guy, you got to do something with it. You can't just sit back and take a turnover, toss it in deep.
Yeah, you need to have that clock going off in your head. That was kind of a quick five, though.
I thought so, too. Gowdy coming into the front court for the mound. He's looking for somebody, and it turns it over. Pastorisa with a steal. 3.5 to play. Titans on the offense. Colin O'Neill on the right wing. Now works to the middle as Coach Aldrich shouts out the play from the bench. Looking for a screen, and Cole Simpson comes out to set it. O'Neill around the screen into the lane. Floater is good, and that's his offhand there. Hit that with the righty. 18-12. Titans staying in front with 3:10 to play.
And that floater's tough enough, the opposite hand floater.
There's a screen from Weller, and Moffitt goes into the elbow. His shot is up and bounces twice. Rebound comes off and eventually secured by O'Neill, looking to run the break a little bit. He's got Simpson coming up. And Simpson called for a travel, trying to catch his footing, a little speed. I only saw two. I wouldn't have blown that whistle. I think he was out of control, so I see why the whistle got blown, but I think he controlled it enough.
That would definitely not be a travel in any NBA arena.
Yeah. And any rec league or pickup game. 2:46 to play, 18-12. Armstrong with that high-low move with Weller. He's blocked by Pastorisa. Gets his own rebound, though, puts it back. Loving the big man play tonight, 18-14 with 2.5 in our first half of action. Titan ball. O'Neill calling for a screen as Simpson comes out. They're kind of double screening there and letting O'Neill go to work in the lane. Floats one up, and this time maybe a little makeup call because O'Neill was even trying not to contact Weller, but he hit the deck and he gets the charging violation.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't know the last big I've seen that can block shots and is willing to take charges like Weller. He does a great job.
After that play, he goes out and gets a breather. 2:21 to play. A little full court pressure here by the Titans. Now they drop back after the ball's inbounded. 18-14, the Titans holding on to a four-point lead. Moffitt with the ball for the Mounties near midcourt. Going to the high post for Armstrong. See how the offense runs without Weller down to the block, because that's really been the play to get it down there, and everything seems to have been working kind of out of that. Moffitt on a drive. Now Lutz into the lane. Blocked by Pastorisa. And it's pulled down by Lathers, running up the floor, up the right side, now into the lane, into the air. Double clutch is short. Pastorisa looking to grab the loose ball, and it's Lukes who saves it to Moffitt. Now the fast break the other way for the Mounties. Morrow up the left side into the lane. His scoop is off. Rebounded Armstrong, throws it into Moffitt for three. Got it! Big shot, Mounties! 18-17. It's a one-point game with a minute and a half to play in the first half of action.
It's desperately needed just to see a shot go through from the outside for the Mounties. Their first one.
Wisely, I think Colin O'Neill comes down, and the Mounties, or the Titans, slow everything down, looking for that kind of double screen. And it looks like you're getting a little, almost like a zone matchup here at the top for the Mounties. O'Neill drives in, passes to the wing, and into the corner. Lathers airballs a triple from there. It was Simpson to Lathers in the miss, and now under a minute, and Moffitt can put his Mounties in front for the first time in a little bit of game time here. Moffitt round the screen into the lane, blocked by Pastorisa again. That's going to get Weller back into the tilt after his break for the final 50 seconds. 16 fouls against Lumen, just one on the Mounties tonight.
Right now, Moffitt needs to work on that little jump stop and get somebody up and maybe draw contact that way. He's taking it in. Kind of seems like without a plan. Actually, with the plan, I'm shooting regardless of what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
And Pastorisa was feeding off of it.
Yeah.
He was there timing it. And that one he timed it. He said he's done the same thing about three times. I'm going to wait for him to shoot it. Got up and blocked it. Moffitt takes the inbound here. Out to Weller at the elbow. He makes a jump hook from there. Tough shot. Rebound tapped a couple times and chased down by Wilson. And he's running the break through everyone. Oh, I almost got that to go. On the rebound is Luke Smith, and he'll score it. And so the lead back to three for Lumen Christie. Weller out way beyond the arc. Moffitt will take a three. That one goes off, just kissed the front rim. And the rebound saved and is chased down. And Lathers gets it. He's got a break. Steps side the defender. Rebounded Cole Simpson. He drops it down to Luke Smith. He goes up strong. Simpson in it with the tip, the score, and the foul. Cole Simpson staying after it and making the play happen. Elevating on that one, head above everybody as he put that off the window, and now I get a chance at the three-point play. So just as Northwest had cut that lead down, the Titans push it out to five with a chance to make it six from the free throw line.
Yeah, that was Preston Armstrong, who's got a few inches on Cole Simpson, but Simpson's, you're right, skied above him.
Yeah, and to be fair, Armstrong was doing the flat-footed kind of two-foot jump thing where Cole Simpson had a couple steps to elevate with. 10.2 seconds, it's 22-17 Titans. Simpson at the stripe. Free throw is good. And we get a substitution here from the Lumen sideline. Alex Pastorisa coming in, maybe trying to avoid a late foul here. Down to Weller, 5 seconds. Out, Lutz, passing the corner. Anspaw missed it off the top backboard. Lutz passed up a wide open triple for Anspaw. And at the buzzer, 23-17. It's a 6-point Titan lead now. I want to say it's a little unexpected, Brian. The Titans did come out and play, and as we mentioned, they kept the tempo low. They kind of limited possessions, and they kind of kept the game in there. And then once they got ahead, they kind of played like the team that's ahead, waiting for a good shot, taking our time, no rush to score. And a lot of times we see a team get ahead and play as though they're trailing, you know, firing up shots quickly, doing some of that stuff. And I think Lumen Christie's game plan even is to maybe come out and just slow it down, and let's let the game come to us, and working out so far.
Yeah, well, with those big physical guys they have, I think they are thinking, if we're going to win this game, we got to keep it in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, 23-17, definitely on pace for that. So the plan for Coach Aldridge seems to be working out right now.
Yeah, and Ian Weller was a force again. He was the main offensive threat for Northwest, and defensively he took a charge. We saw him block some shots. So he's doing what he does. But as that half kind of went along, I think the Titans bigs did a good job of adjusting to Weller and kind of, you know, getting used to what he does and making plays against him. And so early on, we were seeing him take shots from point blank right below the rim. Little by little, as the half progressed, he was shooting from, you know, 10 feet or further out. And so And they do have some strong kids, even if they're not Weller's height. They could push him out of that low block position. So
they're using their lower bodies well. And, you know, Briston Armstrong was kind of a garbage man. They're not going to run plays for him. And he did a good job of rebounding misses and things. Mm-hmm. But Moffitt, Lutz, Gowdy, Ansbaugh, somebody's going to have to make some outside shots.
Right.
Because otherwise they are just going to be able to collapse on Weller.
Yep.
Weller has 8 of the Northwest 17 points right now. And Moffitt did make 1-3, and that's been about it.
Yeah, and then we had a couple free throws added by Ansbaugh. So, yeah, the guards, the perimeter players for Northwest, just not kind of matching Weller for success. And I expect that somebody will dial it in a little bit, but Moffitt was struggling offensively a lot there. And even Gowdy, who we mentioned what he had done against Leslie, he came in there, had a couple turnovers, took a step back three, and so... Yeah, there's going to be some adjustments, both coaches, and that's one of my favorite parts of coming out in the third quarter and seeing the adjustments and what they're doing differently. I wouldn't be shocked to see Northwest go to a little bit of a zone, maybe just to see if they can get those Lumen shooters out there and force them to make some threes, prove they can, I guess, although we saw Colin O'Neill hit, we saw Cooper Keene hit. But, I mean, just to try something different.
Yeah, or you know what, even the flip side, maybe even pressure, like full court
speed
press
them,
speed them up and make them get going and get out of this slower pace that they're kind of seemingly wanting to do. But, Steve, I can't even listen right now. I'm just enthralled with the baton twirler action that's going on at half court right now.
You know, there's a couple things I've come to really appreciate when we come out to Northwest High School during football season, and now even in the gymnasium. We got the pep band in here, which sounded awesome on the anthem, and now they're doing great halftime entertainment here, and we always get a baton twirler out here. If she sets those things on fire, we're just going to shut down the broadcast and come back when she leaves. For now, let's take a three-minute break on the half. We'll let Brian add up the point totals, and we'll come back with that info for you coming up. Lumen Christi leading Northwest at halftime, 23-17 on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Halftime here at Northwest High School, the Mounties trail 23-17 at home. Game brought to you by the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Northwest Community Schools, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, and so many more, including Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Fuller's Chem Dry. I saw Nick Fuller in attendance tonight.
Nick Fuller in the house.
Rooting for his Titans. All right, Brian, who got it done for us? Point totals.
Well, in a 23-17 game, you can imagine no gaudy numbers. Actually, no gaudy numbers either. Shout out. But for Northwest, Duncan Moffitt with 4, Ethan Ansbaugh 2, Briston Armstrong with 3, and Ian Weller leading all scorers tonight with 8. So 4 guys on the scoring count for Northwest. As far as Lumen Christi goes, they have Cooper Keene with 3, Joe Lathers 2, Luke Smith 4 off the bench, Aiden Pastoriza with 4, Colin O'Neill with 5, and Cole Simpson also with 5. Cole Simpson, one of the 2 leading scorers for Lumen. I just want to mention that.
Well, you know, Brian, it does seem like there is no one guy from Lumen that you want to try to take away or stop. They've all been sharing it pretty well, and I really like kind of Cole Simpson. I want to say it's either Cole Simpson or Lathers, where they – I don't like that they were driving, and sometimes they'd get in and get into the air and kind of looking to still pass it off, and where the shot was probably a better move at that point. So, you know, you got to kind of look for your own number if you're going to penetrate sometimes. And other than that, Lumen ahead by 6. We're about a little over a minute away from rejoining for the second half. Let's take another minute break here on the halftime. When we come back, we'll go with 8 more minutes, 60 more minutes of high school basketball here on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back in action here, 8 minutes up on the clock for the third quarter. Titans start the second half of the basketball. Starting lineup on the floor for Lumen Christi. In the corner, Cooper Keene from the wing gets on the pass to Risa. Keene out for 3, fires. No, front rim rebound goes right to Simpson, missed the bunny, gets his own rebound again. And he's open again, takes that shot, nothing but the bottom. And Titans come out and score on their first possession, 25-17, 7.5. on our third quarter clock before the Mounties bring it the other way. Moffitt over midcourt. Left wing for Lutz. Top of the key for Armstrong. Looking down for Weller. Can't get it down there. Pastoriza and Weller battling. And we are going to get foul on Pastoriza. And really, he was just leaning on Weller. And Weller kind of leaned over a little. And he was able, he gave up pushing back. And that allowed Pastoriza to push him out. But
yeah, Weller sold that pretty good. But, you know, Pastoriza, you mentioned that Lumen's pushing him out, getting him further out. And they'll take a foul or two if that's what they have to do.
Yeah, and they probably will. Into Armstrong. He's out to Weller. Now coming into the elbow and spot. Weller outside the arc, making a move against Lathers. And Lathers pulls the chair out. Weller loses his feet up the floor. Simpson running the break. Loses it. Nice play by Moffitt to kind of swoop through and knock that away. Out of bounds, though, and it'll be Titan ball.
There's just a record set right there for the most times people just slap the ball in an 8-second period. There's about four people slapping at that ball.
O'Neal will inbound for the Titans. You got a 5-second call earlier. Drops that into Pastoriza. Goes right up, what you should do. And that one's nothing but net. 7:09 to play, and it's a 10-point Titan lead here, 27-17.
Pastoriza doing a good job getting that shot off quickly and keeping it up before Weller could block it.
Yep. Moffitt to the high post for Weller. And he posting outside the arc there. Looking for a cutter. Nothing there. Armstrong comes out. Now Weller to the elbow. Armstrong makes a move into the air. A sideways angle. He's good at that shot. He gets that to go. And that's the first bucket of the half for the Mounties. And the Titans, before they can even get set up, are down the floor. And there's another Cole Simpson bucket. 29-19.
Yeah, Lumen, as you said, picking and choosing their times to run and slow it down. That time outlet was open, and they took advantage.
Moffitt working to the left side of the floor here for the Mounties. Getting the screen from Weller. Doesn't use it. Goes the other way. Through the baseline, out to Armstrong at the top. And he'll look to drive between two defenders, forces it up, missed it. Rebound tapped by Anspaw is short. And the Titans clear it out. Up the floor quickly, Lathers into the corner. Cooper Keene for three. Missed. Rebounded Anspaw. 6 minutes to go, third quarter, 29-19. Mounties trail by 10 with the ball. Moffitt over midcourt. Left side for Weller. Left of the circle, cross court to Moffitt on the wing. He makes a move to the lane, drops off for Armstrong, cutting down baseline. Passes a little behind him, and that's out of bounds. Another Mountie turnover here.
One of the Jackson's best referees right in front of us. Should be in the Referee Hall of Fame someday.
Inbound goes to Colin O'Neill for the Titans here with a 10-point lead in the basketball. Cooper Keene back to the top for O'Neal. He's got that athletic tape on his shoulder, and it's coming loose. Hope that doesn't affect his shoulder. Gets it out to Burgess in the game now for the Titans. Little drive from the wing. Ooh. Goes high glass over Weller and scores in the Titan offense. Coming alive here.
Yeah, big, quick 11-point lead.
5:11 to play in the third. Weller making a move against Pastoriza. And that's what was working for Northwest in the first half, as Weller would get it up in that high post and look to drive from there and make a move. And he beats the defense to the basket, 31-21.
The crazy thing is, when Weller seems to get that in his mind, I don't think he's been stopped.
Right. There's a drive by Lathers. He's forced to double clutch. Missed it. Rebound, Pastoriza. He missed, and then he goes in, and that's going to go over the defense's back. And that'll be three fouls on Pastoriza, and that'll get Luke Smith back into the game, the other big for the Titans.
And so far, Luke's done a really nice job of just providing, you know, a big body to bang, and he's also can run a little bit.
Yeah, and I think he's like, he does a good job of like sliding to an open spot when the driver comes down so that they can dump it off to him, and he can turn it into a layup. And there's a little Anspaw on a cut, little leg tie up, and he goes to the floor. I think he wanted to get a foul call, but really it was incidental.
Yeah, you know, it seems like once a game you see that where guys' feet get tangled up, mm-hmm. and sometimes they call a foul on that, sometimes they don't. Unfortunately for Northwest and Anspaw, nothing called.
31-21 lead for the Titans with the ball again. O'Neal getting a screen at the top. And then it goes over to Simpson in the corner. The triple for Burgess is long, missed everything. Anspaw rebounds, hands it off to Moffitt. 4:19 to play here in the third. 31-21. Still 10-point deficit here for the Mounties. Moffitt will drive from the top. Gets in, passes back to Anspaugh. Armstrong out at the top. He'll drive from there. Spins in the lane, into the air. Shots up, missed. But we're going to get a foul call and two free throws coming for Armstrong.
Man, Steve Lumen down there. Now that's like three out of the last four possessions. They've taken pretty quick three-pointers with a 10-point lead. And, you know, you're trying to pull that upset off. You can get that three anytime.
Right.
Go ahead and take 20, 30 seconds off the clock and get that same shot.
Armstrong's first free throw short. Yeah, and it kind of goes against what we were saying, you know, in the first half. Move it around the perimeter a little bit. Take a dribble drive and pass it out for an open three rather than just kind of a quick three with no time going off.
Yeah. First guy to catch it.
Yep.
Flings it.
4:06 to play. Missed second free throw. Rebounded by Anspaugh. Clears it out to Moffitt. Extra possession here for the Mounties with the offensive carom. Moffitt around the defense. Passes out to teammate from the elbow. Shots up. Missed. Rebounded Lumen. And that missed shot was, I think it landed Little on that one. No, excuse me. It was William Dawkins.
With the nice peach shoes that you like.
Yeah, I like the shoes. There's a drive. Offensive foul on Moffitt as Cole Simpson stepping up and taking some contact. Normally he's doling out the contact on the football field. Today he's receiving it and using it to shut down the offense. So 31-21, we've been kind of stuck on this score for a few possessions with 3:37 to go in the third quarter. Excuse me. I'd like to see Lumen Christy really hold for a good shot here, or at least just run a bunch of time off the clock.
Yep.
That seems to be their advantage, and they do have a slow pace. Colin O'Neill working out toward midcourt.
It's like they're going to be deliberate, but then a quick shot comes after the deliberateness.
O'Neill being pressured out there up to dribble around, gets it to Keene into the corner. There's Cole Simpson into the lane and passes out off a couple fingertips. Burgess now gets it off a pass from O'Neill inside the three-point arc, goes down to the baseline, and Tyler Aldridge calls a timeout from the bench, which is a good call. They were struggling there. 3:04 to play in the third, back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout, we got under 3 minutes to play. Colin O'Neill driving from midcourt. Burgess into the corner. There's a three-point shot. Too long, rebounded by Weller. Missed on that three was Gannon Shore. Titans get it back in the steal on the runout. Missed shot there by Cole Simpson. And honestly, Lumen's shooting poorly here in the second half, but so is Northwest, and we're kind of just stuck here at this 31-21 with 2:41 to play.
Yeah, and again, you know, Simpson makes a, and I can say things about Simpson because everyone knows he's my guy. Mm. Made a great steal, but then just a quick three.
Yeah.
Just gave it right back to him.
Moffitt, high post for Weller. That's where he makes his move from. Gets into the lane, passes out to Dawkins. Now left wing for Moffitt. He'll fire a quick three. Soft side rim. Simpson rebounds. Out to Nick Wilson, run up the sideline. Nick into the middle of the floor. Into the corner. Wilson comes to get it. Pulls up. Must step inside the arc. Halfway down, rattles out. And Luke Smith in there battling for the rebound. Wilson gets it out. And now a three-point look for Lumen. No. And that's another missed shot. Gannon Shore into the game. Missing a couple, but I think he's used to making those. Under 2 minutes now. Still 31-21 in the third quarter. Left wing for Anspaugh. Out to top for Armstrong into the corner. Dawkins now back out to the top. Moffitt, you get a look at it from the elbow. Pull up jumper. No. And on the rebound, it's Burgess who gets it, and we'll get one against Weller. Good box out for the smaller Kaysen Burgess.
And I'll tell you what, I'll give Luke Smith some due right there because Weller did everything he can to post him up, and Luke just was right there with him, bodying him up, but not fouling, half fronting him. Did a good job defensively there, Luke Smith.
Nick Wilson bringing up the floor here for the Titans. 90 seconds to play in the third, still 31-21. And there's Lathers with a drive down into the trees. Triple team clears it out, and Kaysen Burgess, or excuse me, that was Gannon Shore, but the shot missed again. He's got about three open looks, just not getting them to go. And now we get a call is going to go against Cole Simpson on the ball pressure on Lutz. So with a minute 10, get that foul on Cole Simpson.
And I have Simpson for three. Scoreboard, I think.
I guess we haven't. They didn't update
okay.
here yet. They just have one on
okay.
there for him.
Yeah, well, and it's not even Simpson's number up there. So, oh, yeah. You know, maybe they called that on Brendan Stevens.
Looks maybe like maybe they did. Mounties ball after the foul. Lutz with a drive. High post for Anspaugh, dropping down to Weller. Good pass to get him a look down low. And that'll get him off the scoring snide. 31-23, Weller. Point blank range, and they are looking to him. Just like you said, the defense has really been denying him down there. 41 seconds. Wilson on the drive into the elbow. Drops down low for Luke Smith. Shot goes up, locked. Partially by Weller. Rebounded by Anspaugh. And with 31 seconds, Mounties can cut it a little closer.
Yeah, we'll see if they hold it for one or give Lumen a chance to get a bucket.
Moffitt on Wilson. Gets past him into the lane. Pass out to Lutz. Now to the top for Anspaugh. Drops down to Weller. And Weller cross court. Moffitt for three. No. Rebound rattles out. Rebounded by... That is Lathers. Goes down the floor quickly. A crossover move. And let's see what the call is. A call travel against Lathers.
And Northwest got away with one again. A shot with 12 seconds left in the quarter gave Lumen a good opportunity to go score one more time.
So with 8 seconds, Moffitt's going to go quickly up the floor. We get a timeout from the Mountie bench. Only 4.5 here for Coach Moffitt to talk it over. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Come back with more coverage on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
See Boyle, Brian Haynes, 4.4 seconds to play in the third. It's 31-23. Lumen leads here. They've been holding on to a lead here for a while, since partway through the second quarter.
It's kind of a big momentum, 4 seconds here. If the Mounties could get a bucket here, cut it to six or even five.
Anspaugh inbound, goes into Weller outside the arc, top for Lutz, fires one for three, buzzer, and missed it. Real high off the glass. And so after three full quarters of play, 31-23, it's an 8-point lead, excuse me, for the Lumen Christie Titans back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Finally, 8 minutes on the scoreboard here. And the Titans lead is 8. Mounties can cut into it right here. First possession of the fourth quarter. Moffitt, Armstrong, Lutz, Anspaugh, and Weller. It's the starters for the Mounties. Anspaugh outside the arc goes to Weller down low. And we're going to send it the other way, and it looks like maybe Armstrong.
Yeah, I got one.
Yep. When I looked at him, he had his hands on a player, so maybe an illegal screen. So a quick turnover out of the break for the Mounties. And now a little pressure here on the Titans coming up the floor, although it looks like they just back off after the inbound. Lathers coming up the middle. Met there by Anspaugh, drives past him. Out to Cooper Keene to the top for Nick Wilson. And he'll move it back out. 7.5 on the clock. 31-23. Wilson into the wing, looking down low for Lathers. Pass out to Wilson. Pump fakes, drives, floater from the baseline is good. Nick Wilson puts the lead back out to 10 for Lumen with 7:16 to play. Mounties. Moffitt up the floor, past the defense. Stops on the wing, pulls for three. And that one's good. He's been struggling off and on through the day. That one's a big shot for the Mounties. 33-26. Titans quickly up the floor. Cooper Keene passes out. They'll slow it back down for Wilson. Nick Wilson near midcourt. Moffitt with a steal try. Wilson goes around and we're going to get a call away from the ball against Anspaugh.
Or did they get Simpson?
Or they get Simpson, yeah.
A little illegal screen perhaps. Both number fives.
Yeah, they didn't really make a clear signal what he was calling, but It does go against Cole Simpson, his second. It should be. No, they do have him for three now on the board, Brian. 33-26. Mounties look to cut in the lead again. Weller out there, that really high post. Get it to Armstrong. Now left side, Moffitt fires for three again. That one's short. Long rebound, though, picked up by Weller. He's at the free throw line. Pump fake, makes a move down to Armstrong. And he goes up, scores it, and draws a foul. Big play by Armstrong down on the block.
Get Lathers on that foul.
33-28. We cut the lead to five and can get it closer with his trip to the line. 6:31 to play.
The other thing they can do is equal their third quarter scoring total in a minute and 29 seconds.
That one's short. Weller rebounds. Pass to Risa, blocks. Weller headed on the block. Pass to Risa. Size going up against size and managed to get the block in, not commit a foul. Here comes Wilson, 6:19 to play. Titans lead by 5, 33-28. Keene moving out of the corner. Now into the elbow area. Skips it to Lathers on the wing. Now out top for Wilson. Dribble move against Lutz. Skips it to Keene. Cooper Keene now into the paint. That's going to be a long two, I think. High rebound, and that's grabbed by Anspaugh.
Kind of shots Northwest is happy to have them shoot. Anything just barely inside the three.
Yeah, well, quick three by Moffitt. He leaves it short again. Wilson's got the rebound.
Really like to see Weller get a touch in there now.
Yep, Wilson working against Moffitt. We'll get a timeout from the Titan bench. That's a full timeout. We get 60 seconds, and we come back with 5:36 to play. 33-28 Titan lead on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Titans inbound out of the timeout. It's Wilson and Colin O'Neill in the backcourt, along with Simpson, Pastoriza, and Lathers right now. 5-point lead, 5:26 to play. Lathers outside the arc, pressured out there. Cut by Cole Simpson into the lane. Oh, a little too strong. It doesn't go down. Weller rebounds. Morrow brings it up the floor for Northwest. Moffitt near midcourt, picked up there by Wilson. Moffitt working to the right wing. Coming off the screen is Morrow. Kind of a handoff over on the right wing. Morrow goes down to Weller on the block. He's doubled down there. Goes down low to Armstrong, who gets the finish.
Weller's done a great job of recognizing that double and dishing it down to his partner in crime there.
As we said, Armstrong does a great job of moving weak side when Weller's down there, whether it's for a rebound or, in this case, a bucket. Pass to Risa, goes up, blocked, knocked away. 33-30, the lead just three now for the Titans, and Mountie is up the floor. Morrow looking for Armstrong on the cut, and Lathers broke it up, and they'll get a jump ball call. And the arrow goes to the Titans.
One of the quicker jump ball calls. Did they even have time to both grab that?
I think so.
Oh, if you think he blew his whistle and then didn't want to quite call a foul and went with the jump.
Little pressure here from the Mounties. And the inbound goes deep to Cole Simpson. 4:35 to play, 33-30. Titans still holding on to a three-point advantage. With the basketball, Wilson dribbling to the middle of the floor. Moffitt chasing him out to near midcourt. Colin O'Neill on the left side. Morrow comes out to guard him. He gets a screen for pass to Risa. Crosses over. Could have got called for a push-off there, but no whistle. Hand off to Wilson. Patience here for Lumen. They do need to attack a little bit, but no rushed shots or bad shots. Wilson has it knocked away. He recovers. Ball's loose into the traffic. Kicks it out to Simpson. And now he'll drive against Armstrong. Baseline. Weller takes a charge.
There's that man again.
Senses the contact, goes down, and gets the whistle. 3:56 to play. Mounties trail by three with the ball. Simpson goes out with four fouls and still almost 4 minutes to play. That'll get Burgess onto the floor for Lumen Christie. And then small lineup right now for the Titans. Save for Pastoriza. Lathers plays bigger than he is, but working the perimeter here, Lutz, Moffitt, Lutz into the corner for Anspaugh, back to Lutz. High post for Armstrong, into the corner Anspaugh, clears it off to Lutz on the wing. Moffitt right side, now back to Lutz on the left, high post for Armstrong. He goes into the paint, triple team, kicks out Anspaugh. Patience here by the Northwest offense, and now 3-second call against Northwest, and I think it's Weller maybe just had a foot in the lane too long.
Well, and you know, I was actually think they might have got Armstrong with that, and I was watching that because he seemed to be kind of I don't know that he ever quite got out of the paint. He still had a foot in there.
Leathers inbounds against the pressure, and again they float it out to half court. Burgess gets it. Now on a cut, O'Neal into the air. Up against Weller, nearly got it to go up the high post. Rebounded by Pastoriza. He puts the shot up, and Weller's going to commit the foul on him. Free throws for Pastoriza coming here. 33-30, Titans still clinging to that three-point advantage. 3:20 to play. Time can't run off the clock fast enough for Coach Aldridge over there on the Titan bench. And maybe Pastoriza can give him a little breathing room here, knocking down some free throws.
Has not been to the line yet tonight.
And that one was loud, but I think it just slapped that flat spot on the back of the rim. He does have a good motion, went deep in the knee bend, got good rotation, but it just comes off. But it made a lot of noise.
And all of our loyal listeners know that you are a sucker for a good knee bend at the free throw line.
I think you got to get the knee, you got to keep him involved.
yeah. Hey.
Especially for those big guys, because the chances of really repeating that stroke is, you know, Mark Price at the free throw line, all he's got to do is move his arms the same every time and he's making shots. Us big guys got to know that it's tough to repeat that motion. So you need a good routine. So a foul against Lumen on the rebound, and that's going to be 1-1 free throws on the other end for Anspaugh. 18 fouls against Lumen, just 4 on the Mounties tonight. 3:19 to play, and this could cut the lead inside of 3 points.
In a 33-30 game.
Yeah.
Points such at a premium, you know, putting them to the line real quick and letting them just get a chance for two easy ones. And Anspaugh, good free throw shooter.
He gets the first. You get Gowdy back into the game. First substitution in a while for Northwest.
We haven't seen Gowdy this half, have we?
I don't think so.
No. Usually provides a good spark.
Anspaugh misses the second free throw. Lathers goes up to get the rebound, dribbling up the floor for Lumen. And gets in the front court. So the Titans lead now just 2 as they hand it to Colin O'Neal. O'Neal, Cooper Keene, Pastoriza. O'Neal drives into the paint. Out to Burgess, who's on the baseline, working against Gowdy into the lane. He forces up a tough shot. Missed it. It almost got down. And here comes Weller with the rebound. Gets it to Gowdy. Under 3 minutes. Anspaugh in the corner. And it's going to get a timeout from the Northwest bench. 60-second timeout for the Mounties. 60-second timeout for us. 33-31. Lumen leads on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2:50 to play. Fourth quarter. 33-31. Northwest trails by 2. Inbound goes to Weller. Pastoriza's got him. He passed out to Morrow at the top of the key. Surveying the floor. A couple dribbles left wing for Lutz. Pressure on the wings here by Lumen. Down to Weller. Momentary double, but he goes to work into the lane. Off the back rim, and we're tied at 33 with 2.5. And I still, there was a kind of a threat to double Weller, but nobody ever came down, and you really got to one-on-one with Pastoriza even. Pastoriza doing a good job, but Weller's tough to stop, and a double team is probably necessary.
Well, it was a nice job out of that timeout. They cleared a side of the floor so no one could double on Weller and left him alone.
O'Neal at the middle court, dribbling against Morrow. Passes to Cole Simpson, who's back on the floor with 4 fouls. He gets down deep. Missed the shot, but he's going to get fouled, and Cole Simpson will go to the free throw line. Cole Simpson playing with 4 fouls, 9 points in the game. And with 2:02 to play, he can put Lumen back in front.
Well, it's not been the prettiest game we've ever seen, but, hey, tie game with 2:02 to go. We'll take it.
Cole Simpson hits that free throw, and the Titans lead by 1.
Cole Simpson, perfect 2-for-2 from the line. I assume it's going to be 3-for-3 after this.
And he got nothing but the bottom. So 35-33, Titan lead. Moffitt comes up the floor for Northwest. High post for Weller. He turns and looks. Now across to Anspaugh. Weller goes to set up. Down against Pastoriza. Move to the basket. Pastoriza blocks. Weller gets the loose ball back out to Morrow. Into the corner for Anspaugh. He'll fire for 3. No. Rebound loops, and they're going to call him for a push in the back on Nick Wilson down on the block. And so Lumen will get it. Two-point lead, minute 40. Good open look for Anspaugh. But really good defense by Pastorisa to get that another block on Weller. And Weller doesn't often turn around and have a guy who can kind of match him for arm length there.
Yeah, Pastorisa doing just a good job being big.
Yeah. Now they go to Pastorisa. He backs in on Weller. His jump hook doesn't go. Rebounded by Cole Simpson. Puts it up. Gets a foul. Cole Simpson offensive rebound. He'll go back to the free throw line. Pastorisa made a really nice move to the basket. Just a little uncertain on the jump hook. But Cole Simpson comes in there and grabs the offensive carom and then puts it right back up as he should have. He hit bottom rubber on that backboard, but got a little bit of contact.
Simpson's done a very good job being just active on the boards and just using it, that strength and that athletic body of his.
Yeah, must be something wrong with the rim. He missed that free throw.
Yeah. You know, you said about the jump hook from Pastorisa. That might have been just old-fashioned Kareem skyhook.
Yeah.
You don't see that very often.
No. Simpson does get the second free throw to go. We get a timeout immediately. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Say thank you to some more sponsors, including Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And they stay on board for a lot of sponsorship opportunities. We really appreciate them. Newly on the broadcast tonight, MVP Diesel and Auto. They're part of our March Madness College Basketball Bracket Contest, which is back again this year. Registration is open now at foxsports1019.com. And, of course, your picks need to be in by noon on March 17th. If you want to win the $10,000 prize for the perfect bracket, but we got a 75-inch TV this year, Brian.
Oh.
How big's your home entertainment TV?
I'd say it's an 80-incher.
You're at 80. We're still at 56 or 55-ish, but it's just based on that's as much room as we had on the wall. So it's we're maxed out, I think, there, short of just eventually painting a wall with the and getting a projector so we can get the biggest possible screen.
Might be exaggerating on ours as well.
Full court pressure here by the Titans. They do get it into Moffitt as the Mounties trail by 3, 36-33, minute 20 to play. Moffitt getting the call from his dad on the bench. Gets a screen from Weller into the paint. Weller rolls. Pastorisa playing behind him. Lutz on the move. Weller steps out to the elbow. Pastorisa comes out to check him. He's driven from there a lot. Goes to Morrow for three. Oh, halfway down, rattled out. Cole Simpson rebound. He dribbles out into open court, gives to Colin O'Neill, and they'll grab him. So 57.3. I don't think Northwest had to go to the intentional foul free throw thing yet.
Although, you'd like to see at least a couple doubles, and especially Lumen, you know, they're not the surest of ball handlers.
So if you get it out of O'Neill's hands and... But Wilson and O'Neill in the backcourt together have been probably the two best ball handlers tonight for the Titans. And O'Neill will see if he can get it done at the free throw line here and ice it away. Nope, that one goes up high. Rebounded by Pastorisa, though. And a timeout from the Lumen bench.
It's a good timeout, too, because Weller was going to tie that up.
Yep. I think the arrow goes to Northwest, if I'm not mistaken. Big rebound, though, by Pastorisa, and he's had a nice game tonight.
He has. He's, you know, all the Lumen players, like I said, they've just done a good job of being, like, just pesky on the boards.
And, you know, there are certain games that we do our recruit specialized staffing scouting report, and we say certain things, and tonight's game has lived up to really a lot of what we said had to happen for Lumen to kind of have a chance. They had to be low scoring. They had to take their time. And here we are, 36-33. I don't know if we'll see another score this low all season. And now under a minute, they've got a chance to win up by three. Got to get something done here. Just hold this. They're going to probably grab somebody.
They'll have one more foul where it's one and one, and then after that it's going to be two.
O'Neill inbounding, drops it into Cole Simpson. In deep in the paint. Out to Pastorisa, back to O'Neill. Wilson back to O'Neill. High post Pastorisa. And he's the guy you grab, yeah. He went 0 for 2 at the line, and he doesn't have a sure free throw stroke at all.
Yep.
Even though I didn't think it was bad, but again, those big guys, you know, there's a reason Shaq struggled at the line and Chris Dudley struggled at the line. And you don't usually have those big guys as great free throw shooters because It's a difficult task sometimes.
A reason Harvey Grant struggled with, I just wanted to name kind of obscure bigger guys.
I was trying to think of guys who I knew were terrible, historically bad free throw shooters.
Yeah, well, you're right.
That one goes! Oh. Gets a couple bounces. Pastor Reese is going to hear this broadcast later and say, hey, I'm not that bad. I had a rough night. It was one trip to the line. I was.
Pastor Reese is going to say, did he really compare me to Chris Dudley?
Am I Chris Dudley?
Is that what I am down to now?
Hey, Chris Dudley had a long and. I didn't want. The second free throw comes out up the floor quickly, trailing by four. 42 seconds. Northwest needs two possessions. And we get a timeout from the Mountie bench. 60-second timeout. We'll take 60 seconds from the broadcast. Back with 40 seconds to play on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back underway here. Final 40 seconds. Northwest with the ball trailing by four. Moffitt on the wing going down to Weller. He steps out a little bit, makes a move at the high post, dropping down for Armstrong. He gets it deep, passes out, three for Lutz in the corner. Got it! Big shot, Lutz! Timeout from the Mountie bench with 22.9 to play, 37-36.
Lutz was calling for that one, too. Armstrong got it in the post. Lutz was hollering at him.
So with 22.9, we take another timeout here, and they'll talk it over. You set up a little full-court pressure if you're Northwest. You got to get turnover here, grab somebody. If I'm Lumen, do you take Pastor Issa right out? Or do I don't know his overall compared to the rest of the roster as far as free throw percentage goes. But that's the thought, right? They fouled already, they're fouling. You try to steal an inbound, and then you immediately grab someone.
And with 22.9, you said it 30 seconds ago, there's still time to do one double team or even two.
Try to trap
you don't
somebody.
Have to get them right now. For one, down by one, at worst case, even if there's 13 seconds to go and they happen to make two, you still have a chance to come
still
tie
time.
It.
Yep.
So you're definitely no need to do a quick foul. And they do get Pastor Reese out. Coach Aldridge thinking the same lines as you.
Lather, Simpson, Wilson, O'Neill, and Keene are the Titan players on the floor. Lather's will inbound. As they had one guy take it off. He gets it to Cole Simpson. Oh. And we're going to get a foul against the Mounties, but Simpson could have got called for travel easily. He grabbed it. He needed to put it down on the floor.
He did. He looked like doing a dive over the left guard right there.
Yeah.
He was running hard and had his head down and definitely did not put the ball in the deck.
The contact happened like right. It was boom, boom. So the officials say the contact happened there right away. And Simpson at the line where he's been pretty good. Yeah, but he leaves that one short. 36, 21 seconds even on the clock. Pastor Issa comes back into the game for his rebounding and defense.
Well, worst case for Northwest is you're down two.
And that's the case. 38-36. Northwest inbounds. Moffitt up the floor, 18 seconds. Right wing, right in front of the coach. I'm going to timeout there from the Mountie bench. 30-second timeout from the broadcast. We're back in just a moment on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
seconds on our game clock here. 38-36. Lumen lead is 2 points. We'll get a classic here. Not a pretty contest all the way, but it's been pretty exciting. And here we are down with 12 seconds. Moffitt takes the inbound. See what they drew up in that timeout. Moffitt coming across the lane. Out to Anspaugh. Armstrong pump fakes, drives in the lane. Looking drop for Weller. Wilson knocked it away! Wilson knocked it away, and the Titans get the win, 38-36. They were looking to go Armstrong to Weller. That play that was there kind of all day. Wilson, crafty, snuck down there, jumped the passing lane, knocked it away, and the Titans come away with a 38-36 road victory against Interstate 8 opponent Northwest Mounties.
Wilson doing a great job of recognizing Armstrong, not likely to pull from outside. And like you said, ducked down there and knew that was going to Weller.
Yeah, just kind of reading the offense and what was about to happen. And he takes it right down and knocked it away, and it got loose. And Northwest comes out of that timeout with a play drawn up, and I think it's the right play. I think you want to go with a two-point deficit. You want to go to your top guy. You want to go to your backbone and let Weller take a shot at it, and just Wilson jumped in the way.
Yeah, I think they were definitely just going to that two-man game. We have Weller set a high screen for Moffitt and run roll to the basket. They were going to try to get it to him, but you're right, Nick Wilson. Last-second defensive heroics.
Yeah, big game tonight for the Titans. They did what they had to do, kept it under 40 points, 38-36. They sneak out of here with a win, and it's going to be a good Tuesday night bus ride home for a team that gets just their third win on the season. Go to 3-14 overall and 2-9 now in the Interstate 8 Conference. Lumen's next in action at Marshall this Friday night. The Mounties now go to 2-9 in the conference as well, and 6-9. Overall in the season, and they will be in action on Friday night here against Coldwater. So they got a tough opponent coming in on Friday night. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break here on the post game. We'll come back, look at the numbers from the game. And again, the Lumen Christi Titans 38-36 winners tonight on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Post game here at Northwest High School, and it is the Lumen Christi Titans who get the win tonight. Unexpectedly, you know, we said in the pregame they were going to be kind of an underdog here on the road and to a team that they lost by 22 the first time they matched up only a month ago. But here they come out, and they did exactly what they needed to do tonight. Coach Aldrich had the game plan. They slowed it down. They made it a shorter game. They played hard defense, and 38-36, they get out of here with a two-point win.
It was a game where physicality ended up winning this game for them.
Yeah, and they certainly have an advantage against most teams that they'd play against with physicality across the board. I mean, not that most teams don't have some big, strong kids, but Lumen's got all their kids have. They're all on the weight program. They're all coming from a football team. And tonight, yeah, like you said, that was really a difference.
Those 50-50 balls were probably 90-10 in Lumen's favor today. Anything that was loose, Lumen came up with.
So, for the victorious Titans, let's start with the winners, if you will. Who got it done for them?
Okay, well, Cooper Keene had 3 points. Keegan Burgess with two. Joe Lathers, two. Nick Wilson, two. Colin O'Neill with five. Luke Smith with four. Aiden Pastoriza with seven. And leading the way for the Titans today was Cole Simpson. Only double-digit score for Lumen, 13 points.
Yeah, just Colin O'Neill had 5 points in the first half, so he was scoreless in the second half. What was the score? It was 23-17 at halftime.
Yep,
so
yep.
They only got 13 points in the second half. So it was really a low-scoring affair. And, you know, we thought we might see it maybe in the low 40s, but to not even reach 40 points for both teams definitely worked into Lumen's favor. And Northwest did get a little run there late, but just didn't have enough time, I guess.
Yeah, kind of a combination of good defense and just poor shooting by both teams. But, you know, a lot of times that good defense leads to poor shooting because you're always constantly wanting to hurry and get one off before, you know, when you finally get loose.
If you're defended at every turn, you find a moment of clear sky, you want to pull that quick trigger rather than saying, you know, well, there's no shot clock. We don't have to force up a bad shot. Let's take our time and get a really good one, especially, you know, for Lumen, it was, we don't have to shoot again if we don't, you know, when we're up by 10. And sometimes they took shots that were ill-advised or too early, too fast. But
Lumen did have that 10-point lead with 7 minutes to go in the game, and they did take some kind of ill-advised shots and let Northwest back in the game.
And in this case, I'm not even saying take your foot off the gas kind of stuff. I'm saying look for shots, but don't take anything that you might regret later, you know, or that if you saw it on film, you'd go, why did I shoot that? So, but no, I mean, it all works out in the end for Lumen, but but likewise, Northwest threw up some shots quickly on possessions and probably ill advised, and I'm sure Coach Moffitt will talk talk to them about that and try to correct that before this Friday's game against Coldwater. But who got it done for Northwest?
For Northwest, Dylan Lutz hit a big three to bring it to a one-point game with 2 minutes to go or less. But unfortunately for Northwest, his only 3 points. Duncan Moffitt with 7. Ethan Ansbaugh, 3. Briston Armstrong with 9. And Ian Weller leading the way with 14.
Yeah, the two bigs for Northwest were on display tonight and really played well. And it's great to see how they work together looking for one another and how they complement each other really well. If Weller's going to try to go to the basket, then Armstrong's looking for his chance to score or rebound. And if Weller's doubled, then Armstrong's looking to get into a spot where he can dump it off to him. That they really work together well. So that's kind of cool to watch.
And they are willing passers, too.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, Lutz, Moffitt, Gowdy, and Ansbaugh, between the four of them, you know, if they're only going to have 13 points between the four of them, that's where it's going to be tough for them to win games because there's going to be a lot of attention paid to Weller and Armstrong. And so guys are going to have to knock down shots from the outside.
Yeah, so, yeah, another good game for Weller, but again, not hot shooting tonight for Northwest. And you mentioned Lutz hitting the 1-3. And when he made that three, as much as I was excited that it was making this game close and exciting at the end, I was wondering if he had even shot a three the whole rest of the night because he was not real active in the shooting. And that's probably a little bit due to defense, but a little bit due to them kind of working with other focuses on their offense.
Yeah, agreed.
So, again, our final here, 38-36. Is the win. So what did I say, 13 points? 15 points in the second half for Lumen, but enough to get the win tonight in the Interstate 8. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll tell you the player of the game tonight and set you up for our next broadcast. 38-36, the final here at Northwest. The Titans with a win on WKHM.